This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Michigan is experiencing the worst outbreak of eastern equine encephalitis in more than a decade. EEE, as it's called, is a mosquito-borne affliction and can infect most animal species. But equine species are more susceptible. In fact, nearly 30% of infected animals die. In addition to equine species, this year in Michigan, we've seen EEE claim the lives of deer and wolves as well. The state has recognized the dangers and has begun pesticide treatments in four Michigan counties, with plans to spray in parts of southern Livingston and northern Washtenaw County, too. Disease and chemical pesticides, another instance of public health intersecting with the environment. My guest today serves as medical director for the Washtenaw County Department of Public Health. And Dr. Juan Marquez, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on the show and for your interest in this topic.
First of all, I want to be very clear for everyone listening. There have been no cases of EEE discovered in animals or humans in Washtenaw County so far, correct?
Correct, yeah. So I think that's the most important message right now we can give is that there's absolutely no cases of human or animal cases in Washtenaw County.
I know the county monitors mosquitoes throughout the summer. Is this the time of year that EEE-infected mosquitoes are most likely to show up?
Typically, it's in the late summer, and so this does correspond with about the time that we expect to see the activity. It's unclear to us why, you know, this year in particular is more severe. Temperature and rainfall might have a bit to do with it, but it's not unexpected.
So a changing climate may very well be impacting the kinds of insects we're seeing and the afflictions that they carry, correct?
That is possible. So we have seen, we've had outbreaks of EEE about every decade since 1980. So it's every 10 years we tend to see sort of an increase in outbreaks.
In other counties where the EEE has been discovered, it's been recommended outdoor activities be canceled and people remain indoors between dusk and dawn. Do you have a set criteria for making such recommendations here in our community should occasion arise?
Those recommendations have been given in counties where there have been either human or animal cases. And so here in Washtenaw County, as you mentioned, we don't have any such recommendations. We do have a team. We basically have a team of experts here at the local health department as well as a state that helps us make evidence-based decisions in regards to our recommendations for limiting activity sort of between dusk and dawn. We base it on any animal or human cases in the county. So right now, we don't have any such recommendations.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU with our guest, Dr. Juan Marquez. Dr. Marquez is medical director with Washtenaw County Public Health. What are the potential human health ramifications of eastern equine encephalitis?
Eastern equine encephalitis, or EEE, is an arbovirus transmitted by mosquitoes and ticks. In particular, for EEE, it's transmitted by mosquitoes. And so for the vast majority of people who are infected by an EEE virus, they are asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms whatsoever. A small percentage of people who are infected with this virus, about 4 or 5%, will experience essentially a systemic febrile illness, meaning they have fevers, chills, malaise, joint pain.
But that could easily be misinterpreted as something else, correct? So the recommendation has to be, if you suffer any of these, get to the doctor.
Well, so residents are very welcome to talk to their PCP in case they have any concerns. The cases of EEE that we've seen that in Michigan that have been reported to the state health department are sort of a smaller subset of neurologic symptoms, essentially an encephalitic version of EEE, where people experience neurologic symptoms such as encephalitis or meningitis. So these are symptoms such as headache, high fever, drowsiness, convulsions, and coma. So, very, very serious symptoms. And that's a much smaller percentage. So that's about 1%, less than 1% of folks who have these neurologic symptoms.
Is it common for a primary care physician to even test for EEE, or is it something we need to request if we have any of these symptoms?
A primary care physician typically won't test for EEE. And so, the diagnosis is based on blood or spinal fluid, and typically those tests are only done when you're experiencing some of the neurologic symptoms. So headaches, neck pain, sort of convulsions, loss of consciousness, altered mental consciousness. So these are sort of the symptoms that would prompt not so much a general physician, but somebody in the hospital to test for EEE.
Our conversation with Washtenaw Public Health Medical Director Dr. Juan Marquez continues on WEMU's issues of the environment. Now, to combat the potential further spread of eastern equine encephalitis, the state undertook a protocol of spraying pesticides in portions of four different counties with about a 2.5-mile radius in the Northfield and Webster Township areas. The pesticide being used is called Amaris 3.0. Now, to your understanding, Dr. Marquez, is that a danger to human beings?
So I will preface this by saying I'm not a toxicologist, but from our consultations with the toxicology folks at the State Health Department, there are no short-term nor long-term risks associated with Maris 3.0. So my understanding of Maris 3.0 is that it is a EPA-registered organic botanical mosquito insecticide that is actually currently used around organic crops and gardens. And
I've heard that you might find more of the chemical in an organic apple than you would being exposed to a spraying for mosquitoes.
Yeah, the spray is done as a like ultra-low-volume spray, meaning that it's a little bit less than a tablespoon that's used for an acre, which is about the size of a football field. So there is very little of the insecticide that's being used during an aerial spraying.
There are a lot of folks around our community that have pets, and they're concerned as well. It does get on the ground. Once it's on the ground, it can get into our waters as well. Do you have an understanding as to whether or not this particular chemical pesticide is dangerous for pets?
That's a great question. So the label on Maris 3.0 states that there are no health effects listed for pets or farm animals that are in direct contact with the sprayed chemicals. If there is concern by animal or pet owners, they can further reduce exposure by keeping pets and farm animals indoors during the hours of spraying.
EEE, as it's called, is just one of the mosquito-borne illnesses that can afflict residents of Washtenaw County and the state of Michigan. We have West Nile. We're seeing Zika approach this area as well in some of the cases. What is the best advice right now? Have we seen any other mosquito-borne illnesses hit Washtenaw County this year?
I believe that this year we have not seen any other arboviruses afflict residents of Washtenaw County. The general advice, though, is the same for any of the mosquito-borne illnesses, which is, when possible, avoid activities between dusk and dawn. And when you do, if you are out between those hours, apply insect repellents that either contain the active ingredient DEET or other EPA-registered products to expose skin or clothing. Make sure you wear long-sleeve shirts and long pants when outdoors. And then around the household, if there are areas which can contain water, such as buckets, unused small kiddie pools, old tires, be sure to dump the water from those, as those can be breeding grounds for mosquitoes. That advice goes for essentially any mosquito, not just EEE or West Nile. But it's a good practice to avoid being bit by mosquitoes.
I know parents have a lot of concerns. As a doctor, do you recommend applying DEET heavy insect repellents to children?
I think if there are concerns by parents, I would say that the most appropriate thing actually is to talk with their pediatrician, as they have a long-standing relationship with the pediatrician, and I think that they can help them weigh the risks and benefits of applying DEET versus, another non-DEET product.
Talking about these kind of things can sometimes cause some alarm in the public consciousness. As the medical director for Washtenaw County Public Health, we should not be truly alarmed at this point, should we? We should just be aware and cautious.
I think that's a great way to state it. I think that, we are monitoring the situation. It's an evolving situation, and so we're working very closely with the state health department. And so I think at this point it's good to be aware, and it's good to sort of stay up to date with information, but I would not be overly concerned at this point.
Well, if need be, we'll check back in with you. Hopefully that won't be necessary, but for today, I thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is Dr. Juan Marquez. Dr. Marquez is medical director with Washtenaw County Public Health. Issues of the Environment is a regular Wednesday feature and is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. You can find more information on today's topic and the feature archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.